Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
Yeah.
With yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down to there. She would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar across the crowded floor.
So Tone's her, like, her boyfriend.
Yep, they work from 8 till 4.
So he's just tending bar.
They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more?
I'll have an Amstel, please, Tone.
Copacabana.
Tone, Amstel.
The hottest spot north
Buka.
Of Havana.
Buka.
At
Buka.
The Copa.
Tone.
Copacabana.
Stop looking at her.
Music and passion were always in fashion at the Copacabana. Oh no, wait. They fell in love. Then he goes back to minor.
Oh. Yeah.
His name was Rico. He wore a diamond.
Hang on. So all these, like, admirers of Lola, Rico, Tone.
Wait, Tony's her boyfriend, because they
so
had each other.
Who's Rico?
Maybe you should listen to the lyrics and find out
right. Where
the narrative's going.
Right, go on.
All right?
Yeah.
Instead of watching the film, pausing it after 5 minutes again.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's happening? What's going on?
His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. See, that says he has money.
Yeah.
He was escorted to his chair.
Oh.
He saw Lola dancing there.
He's had a good year, Rico.
And when she finished, he called her over.
Oh dear.
But Rico went a bit too far and Tony sailed across the bar.
Ah, I see. He's protecting his territory, isn't he?
And then punches flew.
Oh.
The chairs were smashed in two.
Ah, Tone.
There was blood and a single gunshot. But just who
what?
Shot who?
What?
But who
wow.
shot who?
Wow. Things went south.
And then it gets a little bit, then it goes back to the chorus. At the Copa,
all right.
Copacabana,
yeah.
The hottest spot north of Havana. At the Copa, Copacabana, music and passion were always... Then it goes to the next verse. Her name was Lola, she was a showgirl, but that was 30 years ago when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola, still in the dress she used to wear.
All right.
Faded feathers in
okay.
her hair. She sits there so refined and drinks herself half blind.
Right.
You know why?
Why?
Because she was a diamond who had it all.
And then she lost it.
And she didn't move on. She didn't move forward.
Because youth is ephemeral.
Yep. Youth and fades.
Time marches on. And you gotta, you know, you gotta grow up.
She lost her youth and lost her Tony. And now she's lost her mind. And then it goes back to the... At the Copa.
All right.
Here's the chorus.
Right.
If I'm singing happy melodies, you'll forget that the lyrics are a bummer.
Right, it's a nice little...
Someone gets murdered, then youth fades and she gets old, but she doesn't move on and she doesn't grow and blossom. She just is happy with her lot.
Right.
But you don't notice that because I'm singing Copa.
Does it cover her death?
What?
Does the song cover her death?
It doesn't cover her death.
I think it should.
She was buried out at sea.
Yeah.
There was no Tony...
Why would she be buried out at sea?
Because she's on the Copa.
All the punters in the Copacabana just did a... They did
just
a,
throw her off the pier.
But they all did like...
That's
a,
what she would have wanted.
They all did a donation. And they went, she's, you know, Lola. She always wanted to be with the dolphins, so let's shove her off.
This song's a bummer. You can sing anything if you're like, if it's over one of those like Cubans.
Yeah. What would a eulogy be?
He's written it with the intent of it maybe being a eulogy as
right.
well, hasn't he?
I don't like this song.
The thing I find unrealistic about this song is the idea that that's what a holiday beach resort is like.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Have you ever been on a holiday resort, like a beach holiday, to a hotel where it's all inclusive? Because it's nothing like the fucking Copacabana.
Right.
Because it's just, the entertainers are not glamorous. They look like they're getting paid £50 cash.
Uh-huh.
And you see them bring the PA in through the boot of their car.
Yeah.
Like they drive up. Mm-hmm. You see them put the clothes on. And then you see them afterwards eating what's left of the buffet.
Yeah.
You know?
With a look of contempt on their face.
Yeah, and sponging right. cigarettes off of the drunk guy.
So the mask slips.
Yeah.
And you see the real.
Like,
the real
have you place. Never been to, you never been to like the Canary Islands? You never went to the, you never went on like an all-inclusive British. Oh, I did actually, British,
I
went
to Canary, yeah, I did go to the Canary Islands. To
Fuerteventura.
Yeah, yeah, but it was
what's
all
the other one?
Well, this one was all, no. It was a family holiday and it was all, it's the volcanic, it's all like red. It was like Tenerife. Tenerife-y. And
yeah.
And it was the one side of the island, I think, that was just completely volcanic. So you had like black sand beaches and stuff. And, I think it was in the 90s, so you didn't actually book anything online at that time. So
yeah, like, you went to Thomas Cook.
Yeah, so my parents obviously went and got this package holiday, not really knowing what they were in for.
Mm-hmm.
This guy stitched him up, and we arrived at this place, and my dad wouldn't leave the room. He's just like red. He would like read books and wouldn't go to the pool because he's, you know, his skin is basically translucent. And my brothers and my sister would go out and they'd drink. They were like 16, 17, so they could go out drinking, but I was a bit too young. So I'd just go, every night I'd go and get a banana split with my mum.
That's so sad.
It's really sad. And I was like, it was one of those times when I was like really itching to kind of go and get, you know, to go out.
Mm.
But I was just a little too young. I think I was like 14, 15. 14 probably.
We did the same thing. We went on a package holiday, and the hotel was sort of, could have been called the Copacabana.
Yeah.
It was one of those like paradise resort, and right. It's just four floors of each, and it's just, you get a tiny balcony. It's really hot. There's no hot water and there's no air conditioning.
Yeah.
And it was just one, and then every cafe does a fry up.
Yes.
As well. Because that's really why you go to Spain, isn't it?
Yeah.
What I like about Brexit is
that
I can still have my British things.
Yeah.
I can go to Spain, but you could still get fried tomatoes.
I want
to
see the real Spain swaddled in a Union Jack.
That's what British is. It's going somewhere and still getting British stuff.
And speaking very loudly at people.
You know when you're British, if you take tea bags on holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know someone who takes gravy granules on holiday.
Really? Really?
Someone who takes a pot of OXO, Bistro?
Yeah, Bistro.
Gravy granules.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can have their gravy.
Right.
While they're on the Canary Islands.
On their paella.
Isn't that amazing? But that's what the Copacabana should be about.
Right.
His name was Barry.
Mm.
It was a package.
Yeah.
Holiday to Canary Islands and he went for New Year's Eve.
Mm.
He did 8 shots. Then he did 12 shots. One was called a monkey brain. That's Cointreau mixed with vodka. And it curdles.
Yes.
And looks like a monkey brain.
Oh.
He threw up and then missed the last train back to the hotel. And so he walked there. He fell asleep and woke up with his phone stolen. Fuerteventura! Package holiday!
Yeah.
Available now at Thomas Cook while offers last.
Yeah. I think there's something in that. Like the name of the Copacabana, I'm sure there's millions of Copacabanas.
Yeah, big now. Time.
My parents are from Bromley and there's like a Mexican restaurant. It's not called Copacabana, but they changed it. It's changed names and each name is like one of those names. First one was Los Rancheros. And then that folded. And then it's called El Parasol.
Yeah. Yeah.
And each time I walk past it, I'm like, it's like a lovely... It's a feast of names.
Yeah, Los Tortillas Amigos.
Yeah, exactly. You're just waiting until they put in an Amiga. It's nothing better than white Britain's perception of any foreign culture.
Yeah.
Anyway, call it El Parasol.
Bring on Brexit. Yeah. Well, congratulations, Barry Manilow, on not only writing that song, but on also finally being confident enough and comfortable enough to say that you are a gay man.
Yeah.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't a shock.
Wasn't a shock.
Wasn't a shock.
Wasn't a shock.
No. But...
More power to him.
Good.
But it's a weird one as well. It's difficult to judge it now because in 1964, he probably would have lost his record deal.
Yeah, he would have. Yeah.
Because the amount...
Maybe, yeah.
Well, I'd imagine that there was a lot of young women going to his gigs.
Right.
And a 60s manager with like visors
with a
and a cigar.
Over. And a comb over.
Who gets his helicopter to the gig and says things like, "She... I only know a certain couple of things, Barry. I know the stars are bright and they're in the sky, and my God, you're a shooting star shining across the sky so bright. If you keep Brian's songs like Copacabana, oh my God. Oh my God, Barry. You know? See, I only know a couple of things. I only know a couple of things. One is a death, taxes, and the other one is you as a megastar, Barry.
Yeah, and then what is happening?
Don't say you're gay. If you say you're gay, you're going to lose 67% of your fan base. You know, so he had to pretend.
Yeah, no, true.
Okay, one advantage to Barry Manilow's being gay is he got to have a secret wedding.
What do you mean?
Like, he had a secret wedding.
So, what?
He got married in private.
To a guy?
Yeah. But he got to have a secret wedding, which must have been fun. That's like the perfect wedding for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to go to a wedding where they go, yeah, it's a secret, so don't bring a gift. Don't cause any ruckus. Don't stay in a hotel. Just come, see the ceremony, and then leave, and don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
That's my ideal. Don't take any photos.
No speeches.
There's no... Oh, my God.
No speeches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? I mean, if there's one pro to Barry having to hide his sexuality...
Under a bushel.
It's that he got to have the perfect wedding.
Yeah. A nice small ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friends, a couple of friends.
No kids.
The people that know.
No children.
Yeah, no blabbermouths.
No children.
And imagine they would have been doing the list and they were like, well, we could invite Daniel, but to be honest with you, he's a blabbermouth.
Fuck Daniel, fuck him.
Off the list.
Yeah.
Okay, Daniel's sister, Sherry, she's getting a divorce at the minute, so she's probably going to get drunk and cause a scene. And if there's a scene, the press might find, okay, cross she's her off the list.
Yeah, off the list.
Okay, so it's just us and our best friends.
And our happiness.
Great. Where should we do it? Beach house?
Beach house.
Done.
At the Copa. Yeah. What songs did Manilow do? I don't really know much about Manilow.
Mandy.
Oh, Mandy. That one,
you
great.
You came and you gave without taking.
Oh, Barry, well done.
And you sent me away. Oh, my God, and he did Could It Be Magic, huh?
Right.
Huh?
Wow. That's not a Manilow.
Humming to
that's a Manor High.
That's what the greatest hit should be called.
Yeah, yeah.
Manor Highs.
Manor Highs.
Let me feel the magic.
Well, well done, Barry. Good stuff.
Congrats. Yeah, anyway, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for Wednesday the 12th. Twelfth.
Yeah.
But it's spelt twelfth, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The 12th of April.
Yeah.
In the year 2017.
Yeah.
In the year of our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
AD.
Our Saviour. Mm-hmm. Do you know what AD stands for?
After death.
Anno Domini. Well, congratulations, firstly, to United Airlines.
Why is that, Josh?
Well, because they, they know them's their planes.
Right.
They own those planes.
Are you referring to the passenger?
Am I referring to the elderly Chinese man who they beat up because he was sat in the seat that he paid for?
Who they dragged screaming out of his seat.
Broke
his face against an armrest and dragged him out.
It's called an armrest.
Like,
it's not a face rest.
Dragged him out. While people filmed it,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, you can't get away with that shit.
I would like to take a poll on how many people are going to get fired.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 9.
Really? I think at least 5. I think 5 people are going to get fired.
I'm going to say 9. I'm going to say head of socials, the manager of the company, the manager of the airport, the manager of that situation, all of the policemen, especially the one who dragged the guy out. And
they don't fire policemen. They just put them on leave. And then when it all dies down, they just bring them back in. It's that old trick.
Really?
Well, they do that with everyone. If you're in a position of institutional power, for example, I mean, this is an extreme example, but remember Rebecca Brooks?
Yeah.
Right? Editor of the News of the World, but previously The Sun. The Levinson, was it the Levinson Inquiry? It was about phone tapping, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Just gave it 5 years, and now it's just Murdoch's just gone, hey mate, come back. And just he's just opened the back door. There's the latch is off. Come in the back, Rebecca, and she's in.
What does she do now?
I don't know. Something, you know, in-house, but she's still making shed loads of money.
Yeah, good for her. What did she do?
It's nice to know the crooks win.
Yeah. That's the ultimate. But that's the thing you have to remember about life. The ultimate lesson that you have to take from everything is that bad people die happy and warm in big beds.
Yeah.
Surrounded by people who love them or are scared of them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing that you should take to the grave.
Yeah.
Is this whole thing of, yeah, one day he'll get his comeuppance. No.
No.
He really won't.
The exercise of virtue does not lead to triumph.
Yeah.
Always.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to take one thing from this show, right, one little thing, it's that life...
And if you haven't already...
...is unjust.
Yeah, life is unjust.
It's unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to die miserable. Anyway.
Moving on.
United Airlines, I reckon a bunch of people are going to lose their jobs, obviously.
Yeah.
Did you see the video?
Of the little poor... He was a doctor as well.
He is a doctor.
Yeah, he's a doctor. He was just sat there refusing to move.
Yeah, but when they bought...
As is his right. And this also just bought a fucking ticket. So they came into the cabin and went, listen, guys, we have four employees. They need to get to another airport. So four of you guys, could you give up your seats? We'll give you $800 each, right? Pick you up, boom, boom, boom. No one volunteers. So they go, okay. So they go outside the plane for a little conflap and go, should we just fucking grab them and take them, just fucking get them? And they did.
How did they pick him?
I don't know. Well, no, I reckon he was probably, the way they did it, it was like the last person to book their flights. Do you know what I mean? The last tickets that were checked in or whatever. They probably went by that. They went, oh, they were the last four that checked in and bought their tickets. So,
can't they just sit in the cockpit?
What, the other guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what?
There's a jump seat.
You get a few people in the cockpit.
It's called the jump seat.
It is called the jump seat. Why?
Because you jump in there.
Ah.
Yeah. And then you jump out.
Right.
No, I think it's called the jump seat because you're jumping from one destination to another, right?
Oh, okay.
It's the seat that's reserved for if you've got to fly somewhere and you need to get there. You're flying from somewhere. Is that right?
See. Yeah, I think so.
That's more knowledge that I've learned from films.
What?
That may or may not be true. Well, catch me if you can.
Yeah.
And then he runs back on the plane and he's like fucking concussed. So not only did they drag a man off a plane, concuss him, they then went... Oh, we're all going to lose our jobs. Let's just put him back on the plane and hope for the best. And he was still bleeding.
Yeah.
Concussed.
Confused.
Running around going, oh, I need to get home, need to get home.
Yeah.
Holding on to the curtain.
Right.
Like clutching it like a teddy bear.
Yeah.
And then, and then he flew home and is now, I assume, about to become a very rich man.
Yeah. One hopes.
Of course he is.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big payday.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's getting contacted by... many a lawyer.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, he didn't break any laws, did he?
No. And it's all on tape. It's fucking awesome. Like, once you get over the initial, oh, I feel brutalized, a bit traumatized, and I'm concussed. Once you're over that, you're also going to go, well, now I'm going to get a lot of money.
How much do you think you'll get? I reckon $13 million.
No.
You don't
no.
think that much?
No, not at all, no. But you'll get a sizable chunk.
I think $13
million. Because it's a global brand issue.
Yeah. But also their PR is fucked. They topped Pepsi in the bad PR situation this week, didn't they?
Right.
But I would... Okay, let me ask you a question very quickly. If we were on an aeroplane, and I said to you, if you let that guy punch you in the face, you can make an easy million.
Right.
Would you do it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Well, if I'm getting punched in the face...
Yeah.
I'd be like, if someone said, this is going to happen, and, you know, let's do this. Yeah. I'll take it. Is he going to break my jaw or something?
No, like maybe give you a fat lip, chip a tooth.
Fine.
You'd be fine with it.
Absolutely.
Really?
If I knew I was getting a million on the back end of it, absolutely, yeah.
There we go. No, but they United managed to top Pepsi's bad PR blunder.
Yeah. So what did they...
You know what Pepsi did.
Did they drag...
You saw the advert,
did they drag
right?
two people off of the
You
plane?
Saw the advert.
Oh, yeah.
The Kendall... I don't know which...
I don't even know who the person... Is that a musician, the person in the ad? Who's the Kendall person?
It's a Kardashian.
Oh, that's a Kardashian.
You know Kendall? Her mum invented the Kendall mint cake.
No,
that's
I know
why, that's
about
why, do you know that's why the Kardashians are famous?
Okay, I didn't know that.
She's Kendall.
I honestly... Yeah.
And her mum and the main Kardashian, Kendall, invented the Kendall mint cake, which is how they made their millions.
I'm calling bullshit on that.
That's true.
Right.
They're from Kendall. The north of England.
Yeah, I've been to Kendall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where the Kardashians are from.
So, I know nothing about the
I don't know which one's which. So, there's Kendall, Christy, Kylie...
Who's the one that gets her arse out?
That's Kanye's Kim.
So, that's Kim. Kim is the most famous Kardashian.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, so then the younger one...
Goes on an advert.
Does a Pepsi advert, and then there's all the protests in the advert.
Right.
And it's like Pepsi are going, protesting's cool.
Right.
And it just massively, it obviously backfired. But Pepsi got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, because it was kind
of... pull the campaign.
Yeah. It was, I think I saw bits of it. And there's this one moment where Kendall walks past.
Is it Kendall or Christy or Kylie? It's Kendall Jenner.
That's Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn's the dad.
The transsexual.
The dad? Do they call him Caitlyn mum or dad now?
It's got to be mum now, right?
But he was their father.
Yeah, but she's not anymore. That's interesting. I don't know what they would say. Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, if he never thought about that. He identifies as a woman now, but would they still call him dad? Mm. Probably not, actually.
Anyway, you saw a bit of the advert.
Yeah, I saw a bit of the advert. I think that woman, she walked by. It's kind of a weird moment where she shoves something into the hands of someone, like she's the help, and it's this.
It's a Pepsi.
No, it's this kind of black woman, and she kind of looks aghast. It's kind of really weird.
Oh, it's her makeup assistant. She gives her a wig or something like that.
Yeah. And protest. Yeah, it looked shit.
Yeah, it was shit.
Yeah.
Anyway,
There you go.
Okay, let's get to the letters, but I want to pass over a couple of things very quickly here. Michael Caine,
yeah,
this week said that he voted out of Brexit to set England free.
Well, no, but Michael Caine's notoriously right wing.
Yeah. But I just want to say thanks, Michael Caine, who's 84.
Right.
Thank you for setting me free.
Thank you, Caine.
We don't, you know what, credit where credit's due, Michael Caine, millionaire. Thank you. Seriously.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for in your final years of being on this planet of looking out for us, the generations to come after you.
Yeah.
By voting us out of the EU. Thank you very much.
And thank you for safely sequestering your assets in offshore accounts.
Thank you, Michael.
Bastard. While Bastard. The economy Bastard. Tanks due to
I will not
this strange
Bastard.
Nationalistic dry hump that we've embarked on.
Thank you so much, Michael Caine. All right, we're going to take a short break here and see if we have any adverts this week.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to Excitable Boy Podcast.
Right.
Welcome back, guys.
Yeah. Hi.
Welcome back to the show. This is the letters segment of the show.
Hello.
Where every week people write in with their problems and we try and help them.
Mm. It's what we do.
Have you noticed that the most spring thing has ever happened in my kitchen?
Yes. You have a cat flap.
It literally sounds like a GCSE poem. Yeah. What's happened in my kitchen.
You go on, explain.
I have.
Yeah.
And it needs to be more. No. I have a cat flap in my kitchen.
Ooh, yeah, you do.
But it's locked because I don't have a cat. Right?
Yeah.
But the outside is unlocked because you can't lock the outside bit of the cat flap. It's a design flaw. But guess what happened in the British springtime, baby?
What?
A little robin bird has laid its nest in.
Robin, red breast robin.
Little what?
Robin, red breast robin.
A little robin has laid its nest in my cat flap. That's not a euphemism, baby.
Right.
A little robin laid its nest in my cat flap.
It does sound like some kind and of euphemism.
Had a bunch of chicks. I can hear them when I'm in my kitchen. Yeah.
Right. Okay. It's very cute.
Yeah. Yeah, you can cute. See him hanging out in the garden.
But yeah, I found it very funny. You mentioned the balls on that robin to build a nest in a cat flap.
Yeah.
Considering what could happen. To which I remarked, robins are dumb. They have no idea.
Yeah.
They just think it's awesome.
That robin, it's a smart move because there's no cats.
Yeah.
There's never been a cat in that garden.
It's just a very lucky robin.
Yeah.
Basically. To pick the one cat flap.
That's
derelict.
But it's in my house.
It's in, well,
that's the thing I'm struggling with. Is like, I'm a little bit like, all right, mate, listen, if you want to stay, I don't mind you staying, but just ask.
Yeah, and you've got to pay a bit of rent and get
just
a
pay,
just buy a bog roll every now and again.
Yeah, some milk. Some fucking milk.
Robin, why do you... I'm not trying to be a dick, but you left the grill out, and there's fat on it. And...
All I'm saying is look, replenishing the last centimetre of fairy liquid with tap water isn't the same as buying more fairy liquid, all right?
Robin, we're out of shower gel again, and I can't keep buying shower gel.
Two words, Robin. Skid marks. Two words.
Toilet brush, Robin.
Right.
There's another two words.
Right. I don't mind you using the bathroom, but have the decency to, number one, put the extractor fan on when you're in there.
Yeah.
And secondly, if you're going to drop a duke... Fucking have a look in the bowl afterwards. Have a look in the bowl. See if there's any fingerprints. You know?
Yeah.
And if there are, get rid of them.
Robin starts getting very angry and pecking.
Yeah.
Pecking at the kitchen
puffing
counter.
Puffing out its big red puffing, chest.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of you. You're a robin.
Yeah. Robin's right? all trousers.
Yeah.
No, all talk, no trousers. All chirp, no trousers.
All right, letters.
Right.
Every week you can write into the show, ebp at excitableboypodcast.co.uk. Maybe it's a work problem, like...
Yeah, okay. You work in an office with a man called Marcus, and he comes in every day and he wears the same clothes. He starts to smell quite a lot, he smells, and gets more ripe each day. It gets intolerable, everyone talks about around the water cooler, and you go, oh, I suppose we've got all drawstraws, who's going to talk to Marcus? And Deborah pipes up and goes, Marcus had a hard time, his relationship is gone, and he sees this kid only every 2 weeks. But you all have a vote and you go, look, we have to tell him. So we take a little straw poll and you lose. You have to tell Marcus to stop smelling and quit the booze. You go up to him and say, listen, Marcus, I'm sorry I have to do this. And you get out an aerosol and just start spraying him down. Spray. He goes, what are you doing? Spray. You smell. Spray. Get off my eyes, they're burning. Spray. You have to go through this hell because you smell. You have to go through the smell. Spray. You smell. Right to the show. Well, that happened.
Maybe it's a relationship problem, like.
Hang on. Go out with Mary, and she wants you to take it to the next level, but you don't want to, so you stall. Mary gets upset and rings her father, who comes round to your flat and rings your bell.
That's not a euphemism, though.
No.
Oh, he literally rings the bell.
Yeah.
Okay.
You let him in, and he sits down. You go, all right, Paul, how you doing? He goes, I'm okay, actually. I'm here because of Mary. You go, yeah? Okay. And then he says, do you have a drink? I need a drink. And he goes, would you like some whiskey? And he goes, fuck yeah. So he has a whiskey. Paul has a whiskey. Then another.
Is it the good whiskey or is it the...
Mixed blend.
Is it the guest whiskey? Oh, okay. It's right, fine.
Then he goes, this mixed blend is shit.
Yeah.
And you go, listen, Paul, you're in my place
now.
I'm
not getting the good stuff out.
My place, my rules.
Yeah.
And you go, it's about Mary. You're not respecting her. She lets you put your penis in her and you're not committing.
Committing.
Are you going to commit?
How are you going to commit?
And you go, listen, this is a bit weird and intense. So why didn't you just leave now? I think it's about time you took your leave, Paul. And he goes, okay, we'll see about this. And then he leaves. Then Mary shows up and he's there. They start dousing your flat in petrol and they try to set it alight. And you call the police. It's all over.
That was a text.
Sorry about that.
Or maybe it's a sexual problem like...
No one turned up to your orgy. Just no one turned up. No one bothered.
Where'd you invited like everyone. Craig's Gumtree ad. Craigslist ad.
You created a Facebook group.
Yeah, that's why.
A WhatsApp group. And everyone left the conversation within 2 minutes.
Mate, I've been added to a WhatsApp chat this week and I'm just biding my time until I can fucking leave it.
Well, you've got to let it die down so you can leave. Yeah.
Nightmare. Anyway, first letter.
Right.
Dear EBP.
Right.
I slept with a colleague at a work... At a group training... I slept with a work colleague at a group training event 3 weeks ago. It ended in a bar and got very drunken. Here's where it gets complicated. She's in a relationship to another work colleague. Uh-oh. He wasn't at this training event as he works in a different department under the same organisation. Sounds like you're saying he's your boss.
Right. Yeah.
She stayed at mine after a big night out. I honestly suggested it because getting home would have been near impossible at this time of night. We carried on drinking at mine, and we ended up having sex.
Right.
The next day was one of the most awkward days of my life, and since then, seeing her at work every day has been a nightmare. She clearly regrets it. It used to be a joy hanging out with her, but now when I see her in Pret at lunch, I turn around and go to the rubbish sandwich shop instead. What should I do?
A little plug for Pret there.
Yeah, maybe it's just some guy who works for Pret's PR.
Maybe, yeah.
What should I do? Do I need to quit my job? And then P.S. I like the artisan Italian prosciutto baguette in Pret. It's tender and crunchy and moist. Also, have you tried the Pret Victoria sponge? It's to die for.
Yeah, and he signs off Pret, the only option. It's an interesting letter.
Signed Cheddar Monge. Yeah.
Well, you know, you shout where you ate.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite literally. You quite can't literally. Eat in Pret.
Yeah.
And
now you have to go to an inferior sandwich shop. Well, she's in a relationship. Yes, yeah, game over.
Yeah. But she's embarrassed and you're toxic to her now, so you've just got to kind of... you've just got to bear down and get with it. I don't think you should quit your job. Well, I mean, quit your job. Move to another job by all means, but is it worth moving?
She's not...
Try to get her to quit her job. You know, just subtly undermine her. You know, start a strange email campaign. Get in contact with HR and just reroute your email through HR and send her cryptic jump or get pushed emails. Right? And then she'll quit. And then you'll be, you know, you'll be there. You know, you'll be there. Boom.
Do exactly that and face a lawsuit.
Enough of this avoiding Pret shit. You just find the central table in Pret.
Yeah.
Buy a big old fucking prosciutto sandwich.
Yeah.
Sit there.
Get the egg pot.
Sit there with a devil may care, laissez-faire attitude.
Yeah.
And let her deal with it. Because the sooner she deals with it, the sooner you can move past it.
Yeah.
And also get her fired.
She, imagine the insufferable anxiety of always thinking... Like, that your boyfriend and a guy that you cheated on with are in the same building every day. No wonder she's a wreck.
Yeah.
You know, we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
But and you are, you are a mistake.
You are a big one.
In the chapters of her life, if you look up mistake in the back, in the bibliography, is that what it's called? No, the index.
The index, yeah.
And you find mistake, you go to page 39.
It's there could be a book written... called Mistake, which is about you.
An anecdote about you in the mistake autobiography of her life.
Yes.
Because she doesn't want to break up with her boyfriend, but she's probably not happy in the relationship because she cheated on you. But that doesn't mean that she's going to end it just because she's not happy. People aren't as simple as that.
Right.
Just, mate, the longer it goes on, the easier it's going to get as well.
Yeah. I think avoiding her is probably... Actually, going to Pret and... Not avoiding her is probably a good call because as soon as you start behaving normally, the more relaxed she'll become.
Yep. And don't leave a paper trail as well. Because she'll realise...
No. Because she'll realise that it's kind of safe now because you've moved past it.
Exactly.
There's no risk.
Yeah, the less weird you are about it. And I would say don't leave a paper trail. Don't start emailing her or texting her about it either. Because then he might see it. And then before you know it, he's storming into the office with his tie already tucked into his shirt.
Holding
a stapler in his hand so he can punch you and staple you at the same time.
Right.
Just
do an O.J. Simpson. Tell yourself it didn't happen and believe it. Because he did that.
Yeah.
He did do that.
Oh,
I think on some level, he thinks he didn't do it.
Yeah.
So you can, I think it's, if OJ can do it, you can.
Yeah, if you're going to be inspired by anyone in this situation, let it be...
A murderer.
12,000 yard runner, OJ Simpson. All right, next letter.
Right.
London summer. Dear EBP, I'm bringing my girlfriend to London for the first time this summer. We've always wanted to visit London. From where we live in...
Yeah, go on.
From where we live in Minnesota, it looks so beautiful and old-fashioned. I'm planning on proposing to her. Do you have any idea where I should do it? Also, any cool London places worth visiting?
Right.
So, basically, can we
tour guide you?
This man. Beware of tube doors.
Yeah, that's the subway.
Beware of, yeah, the doors on the tube. They don't stay open if you pull them like American subway doors. They will shut and hurt you.
And they will, yeah.
If you see a sign that says traditional fish and chips,
It's not.
You're getting ripped off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go to, what's that, Hampstead Heath? Is it Parliament Hill? What hill?
Yeah, Hampstead Heath.
The hill on Hampstead Heath where you're quite high.
Yeah.
And you can see the London sky.
Yeah, go there. Go where everyone's proposing on a Sunday.
Yeah, go to Hampstead. Well, no, I'm not saying propose it, but go to Hampstead Heath. That's nice. Have a walk around there.
We're really bad people to give you advice on this because we're very jaded as to what London is like.
Yeah.
We've all had our phone grabbed out of our hand by someone on a moped.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I guess that's another piece of advice. Don't stand on street corners holding your phone out.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
Don't be the tourist.
Don't be dumb.
You know?
Yeah.
And I would propose to her on the top of the Shard.
Right. Yeah. That's a nice place.
And take her up there and go, we'll keep doing this.
Right.
You can write this down. Get a pen and paper. Go up there. And just say this. You go... I can't see either of us doing any better.
Right.
And we don't fight that much.
Yeah.
And the sex is perfunctory.
Right. yeah.
And we get tax break if we get married.
Why not?
You know, you want to keep doing this? We can have a party for the wedding day. Get a toaster and a kettle.
Right.
Why don't we just, you know, resign ourselves to this. Say we're happy.
Yeah.
And try to not look outside too much at other people who are far happier than us.
Right. Then you can stand on the viewing platform of the Shard, look down at the world below and laugh at the misery of others. Or in other words, Schadenfreude.
Hey.
Boom.
Do you notice that married people want everyone else who's not married to get married? Have you ever noticed that?
What, people who are married?
Like, friends of mine who are married and or engaged are always like, oh my God, Josh, you should just do it. You should really just get on this now because you're not a young man, you're not getting any younger, and marriage is actually really fun. And what I feel like they're trying to do is they're trying to get everyone in their little sad club.
Basically, yeah.
So they don't have to look at their other friends who are not married and go, oh my God, they have no responsibilities.
Nothing.
Isn't that fantastic?
More haunts a married couple more than a single person really enjoying their life who's their age.
Yeah.
Nothing haunts them more.
Last letter. This is a complaint.
Oh, shit, really?
Mm.
Oh.
Theresa May.
Right.
Dear EBP, I've got to read this seriously. Dear EBP, I've listened to your show for a year now, and I've always enjoyed it, but last week I think you crossed the line with your comments about Theresa May. Judging a woman based on her appearance and making snide jokes about the way she looks is not okay. It's these types of jokes that stop female leaders being taken seriously as world leaders and judged only for their clothes, only for the clothes they wear. Judge her on her actions and policies, not her looks. You might want to consider this in future.
Right.
Okay, well, all right.
What did we say?
I think what I said was that Theresa May is, I don't respect her because she wasn't elected.
Yeah, but what did we say?
I think I said
that
she also looks like Danny DeVito's the Penguin from Batman Returns.
But okay, but
well, firstly, all right, let's judge her on her actions. So she hates gays. All right, let's judge her on that.
Oh yeah, yeah,
she's really pro Brexit.
Okay,
she won't. She won't get involved with this with what's happening with Assad at the moment. She backs everything Donald Trump says, like a little minion.
Yeah.
What else can we judge her on? Let's judge her on her inability to back anything apart from how bad it is that we don't want to call Easter eggs Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Let's judge her on that. Let's judge her on the fact that
her inability to stand up to welfare reform.
Yeah. Let's judge her on the fact that she's secretly strangling our healthcare so that we eventually have a privatized healthcare system and just follow in America's footsteps because there's billions of pounds to be made doing that.
Yeah.
Right? And also, let's judge her on the fact that she looks like Danny DeVito's the Penguin from Batman Returns.
Yeah.
Come on. We all judged that Wiener guy. We all judged Trump. How much is Trump judged on his appearance?
Yeah.
Great. Everything's great. He looks like an orange that you left in the bowl for a week and it's starting to turn green. Okay, right, people? Right. Okay.
But I think the implication of the email is that as a woman, because, you know, to remember, I can understand the argument, but it doesn't really apply here. The argument is sound. And for example, to pick an example, the Daily Mail. They did
the
that.
Legs
they
it.
Ran that piece.
Legs
yeah,
it.
They
yeah,
ran that piece
yeah,
on
that
Nicholas,
was insane.
Nicola Sturgeon, SNP leader, and Theresa May, and all they could talk about, and that was fucking. It was disgusting and horrible. That's a worthwhile argument. That's a worthwhile battle to fight. I don't think we're that.
But equally,
but she looks like the. You know, she does. Like, that's a funny thing. I don't know. This is not a show where you get a rounded picture of anything. But look at me, like I'm bald. I look like a testicle. I look like a fur, like a grizzled ball.
Yeah.
Right. So, but I'm not saying that I'm. That's all I am, and we're not saying Theresa May is.
No,
that's all
no.
she is. Her policies suck. So now that we've cleared that up,
that's it for the show. Thank you so much for listening. Go on iTunes and leave a review, a good one at that. And thank you so much for listening to the Excitable Boy podcast for another week. Join us next week for more nothing. Here comes some music.
Spray, 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 spray. You smell. Spray, 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 spray. Get off my eyes, they're burning. Spray, 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 spray. You have to go through this hell because you smell.
Excitable Boy. Excitable Boy. Excitable Boy, oh yeah. Excitable Boy, Excitable Boy, Excitable Boy, oh yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.